Hello, welcome to Live Sculpting. I am a licensed professional counselor and clinical trauma clinician. What you are about to hear is my professional opinion. Throughout the podcast, there are seeds of my personal experience, but it is guided through the lens of psychotherapy. I hope that you are open to new ideas to build emotional intelligence and self-actualization. There is always room for growth and empowerment. Enjoy. Ah, the infamous gaslighter. Let's light this up. Since the internet, this word has become more of commonplace. Not that it is new, but people are starting to become aware of it. This must be disappointing for gaslighters, since the root cause is deception and power. There are many layers and approaches the gaslighter uses on their victims. Love bombing, where there's an over amount of affection in the beginning. Triangulation, that's where they create conflict within your existing relationships with other people. Splitting, this is where they devalue and try discarding you to activate your dependence upon them. Hoovering, not hovering, hoovering. This is a term that means they will try to suck you back into the relationship with false promises and more love bombing. A word to the wise, gaslighting is a slow process. When you are just getting to know the gaslighter, here are some signs that might come up. They will create a huge amount of affection towards you. Will speak poorly about their exes and family. They will brag about their accomplishments. Might be rude to the waiter. There are some unique tactics that the gaslighter uses that are different from other forms of abuse. Firstly, there is a huge effort to make you question your reality. Also, they may make you feel that you are incompetent in making choices. This will make you rely only on them and not trust yourself. This will create a huge dependence on the gaslighter. Power, control, dependence, and isolation are the goals. Most people who use gaslighting maneuvers are a part of the Cluster B personality disorders. These incorporate borderlines, narcissists, antisocial, and histrionic personality disorders. Sadly, the fruit of the gaslighter is anxiety, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, and ultimately suicidal ideation and behaviors. The more you know about the signs of gaslighters, you might be able to avoid getting close to one. It is not healthy, and the relationship will be one-sided. If you are in need of assistance with this subject, please seek out a licensed professional therapist.